The agenda is there in front of us. Opening, welcome, apologies, adoption, consideration of the minutes, the shortlisting, and then we have got closed up. But first, let's find out if we have got any apologies. No apologies. This time around, it does look like for a quorum. We do have a quorum. The next item is the consideration of the minutes. We have got the, I think, Thursday minutes. The minutes of the meeting was Tuesday, the 8th of November, 9th of November, and 23rd of November. You are welcome, Honorable Members. You are welcome, Honorable Chief. All welcome. Can we give you the minute of the 8th of November? The minute has been stipulated, so I'm going to check them as we write. Honorable Nkongi?
No, I just wanted to propose that we adopt the agenda.
Okay. Honorable Madana?
Maybe
to the next slide, so I second the opinion of the agenda.
Okay. The agenda
is I thought that the agenda was to make it clear because there was no volume indicated otherwise.
Honorable Zama, yeah? Sir, I just want to raise a point. We met last week Monday, supposed to be incorrect, and the issues around the CD were raised in that meeting in the report. We were told that all members were received those CDs in hard and soft copy. Unfortunately, we have not received them in soft copy, which has made it very difficult to navigate them as well. Other members did not even receive when I asked them to so I want to raise that as a point, Jefferson. We had an agreement last week Monday. Of course, that wasn't followed through. The explanation
can we pause the discussion on that point and then you can raise it on point number 5, just before we do the short list. Okay, can we go to the minute? The minute of the 8th of November. Okay. first page, second page, address, one of them had.
Chair, I went to the addressing of the community.
Another one of them had, one of them had.
Then, Chair, question is about, no, for me, the correction, Chair, on the first page.
Okay.
I know I was absent, but my surname is written in a very old book. I'm Mwabe. That's Mwabe is a person I've never seen in my life.
Okay. Oh, okay. It will be corrected. Honorable Mahathir has moved, and that person has the surname of Mwabe. One of them is going to be held. Secondly, the approval, the minutes of the line. First page. Second page, any correction? No correction. Can I get a mover? One of them will have to move again.
Because I do have a picture of the assembly
meeting. Okay. Honorable Mahathir moves, Honorable Nita second. Oh. Okay. Honorable Nkuma second. The minute of the 28th of November. In your presence?
Yeah.
Okay, both of you are taking me, which makes it even much better.
Yeah.
The minute of the 28th, first page, second page 3,
yeah.
And okay, honorable Kasim.
Yeah. Relates to the point I was raising earlier here, but it's not properly captured yet. It does say that 4.1.3, all funds may be saved in CDs or canvas must be made available to members of the committee, but what we had specifically requested and might agree to was that it would be made available in soft copy for members to be able to utilize in that manner. It's not captured in the
report.
Okay.
I remember there was mention of the soft copy. Was it a resolution or was it?
Well, that's agreed to. I don't know if that's a resolution. It's been agreed to there.
Honorable Mahathir, can you change the term of the chair into something that it was good that I'm doing the song? Yes, it was. Yes, also, I remember I made a letter to my son of Hakotamon with the summary that I called together with the civic meeting in the Vela. So I'm saying it's not a resolution, but it was a way of accommodating the people. You either get a hard copy, or you use a soft copy, or you use a soft copy.
Well,
I remember the court indicated that we might look at the soft copies as well. But I don't remember whether it was something that was involved. But concretely, what I remember you confirmed was that all those members who required the hard copy will be made available to all of them. That is what I remember it was. It was sort of a presentation of the meeting. Okay, can you confirm the minute on the honorable Manana?
Thanks, Chair. I adopt the minute.
Okay.
Besides the optional of honorable member, because that was optional. What you have to
have
to move. So I'm going to the minute.
We are not yet in discussion.
We will come there.
Honorable, so.
I'll
take the motion of the minute. were done with the leaders, honorable members, we then moved to shortlisting. I think we have then dealt with the issue of the soft copy. All the members who requested copies were sent to the copies of the CV. Members had sufficient time to go through the CV. We had a short, we had a summary. Yeah, maybe we can just stipulate the summary and then give about five-minute body break for members just to go through the things like this and to allow the chair to get a bit of a control for it. Yeah, they were sent some time ago.
Yes.
The summary was sent some time back, and all the members did receive. Those who were looking for those those who received them, those who requested the files were given those actual CDs themselves. So can I give you 5 minutes body break to go through, sort yourself out with the summary, and then when we come back, we then deal with the actual procedure. There is a proposed appointment procedure that has been stipulated to the members, which would also help SSI to do the shortlisting. Can I again, honorable members, and give 5 minutes to then resume at 5 to 10? Thank you.
I'm just out of finance in there, Slavon. In the. Oh, you have not been as well. You have not asked the question.
No, I was
asking
in the meeting. The only time I did not attend is when I was in the meeting.
What committee is that?
Basic education.
This one is important.
Yes.
But have you been able to tell them?
No, I can't. Because I think that was the to make a proposal, one of the members,
did in the past, so that we can then have an opportunity to interview them, all the candidates in one day. So that is the proposal that we'd like to reflect on. And of course, we can then go through the guidelines. Do I have feedback on that? Let's start with Honorable Kathleen, Honorable Marais, Honorable Marais, and then Honorable Mohati, and then Honorable Kathleen.
Jefferson, I don't agree with the proposal. I think we want to do the process justice in order to find these individuals. We are appointing the combatant station around 7 individuals. So 12 is not even double that number. And yet we want a good pool of candidates to be able to interrogate adequately. And my proposal is that we should list at least 21 people. We should be able to interview efficiently and interrogate them to have a good pool of people to be able to speak.
Thank you, Jefferson. Well, as stipulated, they have brought in 7 people, and if we look at the number of applications, you can see clearly 4, 8, 7 applications. So I also prefer at least it must be between 14 and 21, a number around that. But we have a bigger pool to choose from.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And I don't have a problem to say, but I think Chapter 2 are confined to the number 7. How would be approaching the statistics? To be having input from various individual members with the condition that at the end of the day you arrive to that number 7. So our flexibility is not yet confined to 7 from the beginning. It will only be confined to 7 and then you do the interview. So Chapter 2 I'm saying the shortlisting is on the basis of 487 leads. We are simply saying our filtration to be more relevant in our Chapter 2 in terms of ensuring that we reach to the pool that we need. 12, I think Chapter 2 is a very big number that can take. Help all the to have ample time. Remember, you still have to give allocation to time to do justice to each and every individual person. We need already a limited number that would also assist students of ensuring that we do justice to individual persons.
Chairperson, I believe that shortlisted candidates will also go for security vetting as the procedure of this kind of activity. And in most cases, you will find that when the security gives us the report of the vetting, there will be some candidate will be ruled out automatically. Maybe on the basis of criminal background, citizenship, and all those things. Then on those basis, Chair, I will support that will increase the number. But my proposal will be only 14. Because during the interviews, the bigger the number, the bigger the stress on us as panel. Remember, Chair, we must also do justice to the candidates themselves when they come for interviews. When they find us, they must find us in good spirit, energetic, and be able to concentrate on what they are saying. Once we have a large number, it becomes stressful. I mean, I've sat in this ad hoc committees maybe 3 or 4 times, and I know what I'm talking about. If someone comes around 7 o'clock in the afternoon or 8 o'clock, as a panelist, really, you tend to be tired, and he does it or she doesn't get enough justice. That's my proposal for 14 chapters.
Okay. What about
you? I think Honorable Nabe read my mind very well. If you have experience of interviews, you understand what is going to happen in the last 2 candidates. It normally becomes unfair to them. Because you are tired and then you are not concentrating even when they speak. That's the first one. The second one, we have been given this thing. We have been given CVs, we have been given everything. And then this is the summary of those CVs. And we applied our minds in these CVs. And we know these candidates in terms of their own CVs. So now to summarize, their own shortlisting is part and parcel of the exercise that we have been doing for the past 3 years. So it's not a strange mess to get 12.
Okay.
It's not a strange mess to have 12, but we have exercised fairness in terms of going through the CV. So I support the 12. If it comes to a push, we can compromise to that to the 14. But you can't go to 21. It's going to be unsafe to number of entries.
Okay, thank you.
Chairperson, I'm glad that my philosophy has now fallen to the honor of the number.
Which one?
Because when I raised it last time, I was chopped off, and it could have saved us. Chairperson, I love and support the issue of flexibility. Is it like honorable Thomas saying, it can be 2 down or 2 up, but 12 as a principle, I don't have a problem in saying, provided there is that accommodation for flexibility, you can go 2 more or 2 down. Okay.
I think there's a consensus on flexibility to put it up to the vulnerable numbers. I see that something that is emerging as a consensus. So let's go through the process and then give ourselves a maximum of 14. And if we do go to 14, then it will be the maximum and then we'll stop at that. For reasons that Debas have already explained, I don't need to repeat that. We are done with that one, honorable members. Agreed? Agreed. So, the approach, honorable members, will just be for members to raise their hand. We will, I will, from here, then point out the members, and then they will identify. I take it that members have gone through the list, the long list. So members will identify just a small motivation, which should not be contested really. Then we accept the name, we just go like that, and then when we come to, if we feel like going to 14, then 14 will then be the maximum. but we don't have to push ourselves to that if we think that there's no need. So I'm then going to identify the honorable member. Oh, before that, we have got a guide that we will use when we do the nomination. So we will use this guide. So I am going to take the hand. Honorable Kasim, Honorable Sewa, you are the first courageous man. Oh, were you raising your hand, Honorable Kasim?
Yes.
Yes, I saw that.
But I have a query.
Oh. Clarity before. Okay. Oh, I thought you are raising your hand to then get to the issue. Honorable Kasim?
No, I don't have a list of chairperson to present, but what I want to ask, based on this which has been presented to us, are we not going to discuss any other criteria that the board would like to apply? For example, whether or not we believe a person should be a young person under the age of 65 before they end their term, etc., whether they should have certain kinds of qualifications. Or are we just going, because this is very broad, it's not specific. And in fact, the Act itself is not very specific on the matter. So that is my clarification question.
Okay. Well, because it's a question, let me just respond to it. We asked the content advisor to come up with a draft guideline to help this problem. And we ask them that whatever that they come up with must be something that is within the ambit of the legislation, the law. Now, we received the legal opinion also from the legal services. She's here. She can speak for that. Just before we went out on, we took out the advocate. And the legal opinion has raised certain issues to say that whatever that we do must be within the confines of the Act. And if there is something that is not accommodated in the Act, at the end of this process we can then make accommodation to the board houses to then amend the legislation itself so that it becomes explicit. Because our role is not to then come up with a new Act, it's to work within the confines of what the legislation describes. So that will be my response to that. And hence we have to face these guidelines, which are going to be the guidelines for us to formulate. So can we get a hand? I think the answer was that. So we're going to get a hand. Maybe let's start this side. I saw Honorable Chengwa, Honorable Mwabi, Honorable Mopoto, Honorable
Marie,
Honorable Mare, pardon me, my colleague, Honorable Mare, Honorable Manana, Honorable Mponi. I'm taking my time. I've started with the Honorable Chengwa. Chengwa was the first to raise the hand, so we're going to stay like this. Did I point to Honorable Mukomi?
Yes.
Yeah. Mohati, Honorable Mita, Manopole, I must also participate as well. Honorable Soma, Honorable Mutanga, you know, I've seen in one of the meetings that I've attended, in the middle of the discussion, a 3-hour discussion, we will be able to come. Somebody walk through the door and... So I'm not seeing myself. But yeah, now you know what you're thinking about. And the hand is up. So people can be ready, you know. Honorable Kaula, Honorable Kasim, and Honorable...
Chapter.
But we stop at 14.
May I rise on a point of privilege, Chair, if you don't mind?
Honorable
Chief. We just came to give you the support so that we don't cause another embarrassment to our country. The country expects more from us in relation to this matter. As we all know, the NYDA has been without a board for quite some time. So we just came here to give you the necessary support. And we know that we have got men and women who will take this task serious. That's why we had to get some from wherever they were to come to this meeting. But thank you very much, Chair. We will leave you now to your wonderful work. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your presence. I think the call, the appeals that we made yesterday in the National Assembly were almost heeded to. I know Honorable Chairwell, Honorable Kasim, Honorable Nwazu were very, very scathing in their input. And we thank you very much for supporting this conference. We can release you now.
Thank you.
The issue of continuity in the war is important. I think we continue in the second way. You know where the board sits.
You must mention the name, eh?
Oh, for those who don't have this question. I have the objective interest of continuity is good, it is needed, and the checklist that has been provided here, that can be sort of ticked on the boxes.
Thank you very much, Honorable Shewa. Honorable Shewa, Honorable Brandy, Member Jane. Everybody is honorable.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much. I know Honorable Chair has taken us to 300 and something in Beverly. But I will take you back to number 94. Miss Zandi, the prudent name, number 94. The democratic year.
The year of freedom.
When you look at the summary of this CV, I strongly believe, Chair, that it gives us all what we want, as summarized by the checklist that the former speaker said. With the candidate possessing those skills within their youth leadership structures, such as youth parliament, participation, women parliament, delegates, women in dialogue, and so on, I think she has what it takes to be shortlisted, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me. Honorable
report. Thank you, Professor. Good morning, everybody.
I want to propose the name of Komoso Joyce, my name. She is number 330 in the list. 330. She's a young woman miner. She's a mine worker. And I think her experience is vast in terms of youth participation.
Joy
my name. She is on 330 market. My name, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Are you done? Sorry. Are you done?
Yes, I'm done.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Honorable
Maria.
Thank you, Jason. Artist number 58. Looking at the last column, the candidates have experience in senior management as well as in both the public and private sector that is essential going forward. I think that there must have a candidate that has the experience on both sides.
Just mention the name.
It's 38, the new star. I don't know if it's going to pronounce it.
38.
Can I just start? Yeah, it's just one. They didn't indicate that in the beginning, but I just want to put the line forward. If it does, maybe it is 14.
Number
then
we will come back. Eh?
21.
Just say, Honorable Mare, each member then gets one candidate. You must decide between 21 and 38.
No, let's give number 38 first, so I'll have to go back on my 36.
Yeah, if we come back, we haven't reached 14 and then we can.
Huh?
No. Honorable Mare.
Candidate 304, his name is Desmond Muella. He's champion youth province in that province. I can see Simumalanga province. When you mentioned province, it was. Oh, okay. So he previously served as a board member for Interland Youth Development.
And you call me to show
in terms of the request, you know, they, I think you've got skills, you've got an experience, aptitude, you've got a latitude and a good behavior, we should be able to help him to operate in Benin. And most important, he has to be educated in the forum, such as the establishment forum that we're looking towards the establishment of the NYC. I think he's got the experience of being involved in the youth politics.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My proposal is for year 3 change.
Number?
345 change. I looked at this experience in the youth development program and also checked more serious on the Bachelor of Social Science in the Policy and Economy. It at least the strong point in terms of the country.
Question today, 3 or 5. Honorable Malopoda.
Let's nominate him the number 241. This is so different. Due to the good participation and interest in economic development of the youth sector, because currently he's trading in Sika as a business advisor. So he's playing an important role in the board because of the experience which are required in the difficult economic development agency.
Thank you very much. Can I also nominate Mr. Kenny Moro?
Yes, okay.
So I saw the name when I was looking at the long list. I know that he was the former deputy chair of the agency, and the honorable members understand the contribution that the previous board had on the success of the board, including the green audit that was received. So I thought I was going to pick up that name. Okay, Honorable Thomas.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Thank you, Honorable Chair, for the opportunity. I'm nominating number 413, Mr. Belinda Doria Sowa. And the reasons are in terms of the criteria that we agreed upon earlier on, and also to add is that she doesn't have experience in a formal working environment. And also, hopefully, also it will add in terms of technical engineering to the section.
Okay.
Don't apologize. Actually, I wanted to also, of course, I never been present. I wanted to know the 41 or the meaning of 2 years
of the. Okay. Honorable Kaula.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Having participated in the South African Youth Quartet in 1996, which established this process, I assume to know what is required here. It is for that reason that I'm nominating and the 385. The era and the K4. When you compare chapter 3, what is written here, what was written in the previous I compared this one and the previous one, and for the master in commerce, and also was president of the other in Mamoto, was president of the country in Mamoto.
The conflict of interest.
Having gone through the list, Chairperson, someone that I'd like to nominate is number 441. Dilun Diwe Goge, I think it's pronounced Goge, if I'm not mistaken. Goge. This is a lady that meets the requirements, not only the one step out, she's in fact a young lady. She would still be young in the conclusion of the term. She's from the Eastern Cape. She has experience in student politics as well. She also has a tertiary education. 441. 441, you don't give it over. That's my nomination for now.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Honorable Kantin. The other members got it up when you
No, you see, they know I don't come here with a list.
No, what do you think?
I didn't say so.
Okay. But if nothing works, you need to have a list.
And you can call
Honorable Jaff.
You wrote it somewhere.
Thank you, thank you, sir. Sir, I would like to nominate name of number 472. Magadla, Siabonga. They may, when you look at his experience, especially in the National Youth Development Agency and also in the continent, he can add a lot on the development of the youth as a member of the board. Thank you.
Okay, so we've got 14. So we've got our names. Fortunately, almost all the members I think participated. Not even one member can claim to have been left out. Which is a good thing. I think it's a very solid starting point. To get all the members to participate. I see there is a hand of Honorable Kassim.
Chair, I mean, according to the guidelines that we are working from, it speaks about diversity in terms of geographic spread, in terms of gender, in terms of race. So there are those things that I think perhaps we must look at. Who are these 14? Do we have diversity in terms of skills, in terms of geographic location, in terms of gender, in terms of race, and whether or not we need to look at amending it in order to follow these guidelines? That is my contribution.
Okay. That's the issue. I think maybe we can just start with the first candidate, Zandile Majozi, from Gauteng. A female. She's a female. She's from Gauteng. She's a current. Well, she was in the board that was. That's a spirit. And then the second one, Honorable Rumali. She's a. Can you just
Not just Christine, just
him. She is she.
Yeah, she.
She. She comes from...
I'm saying she.
Me.
Yeah.
She is Zandi, isn't it?
Yeah.
She is Zandi.
Her name?
She's from...
She's from...
From KZN.
KZN?
Devon Metro.
She's
where? Devon Metro and KZN.
She's from Devon Metro. Currently, she's doing what?
She's currently teaching.
She's a teacher currently. Then the skills profile. Joy. Joy. Three, 330.
Yeah, she has civil engineering and NCV level 4.
From what?
Zandile is from...
Is this Joy?
Just speak to the mic, honorable reporter, so that you can just conclude that. 330.
From where is she?
I think he's also from Mpumalang. But we can confirm.
We'll get the staff members to check the situation. Okay.
We have to check from this area.
How much can we stick to the name? Or you don't have more to say?
No.
Okay.
I did it working on the site.
All right. Honorable Kasim said he was look for the skills program, so we got three.
They summarized at the end.
We are under the impression that we are not going to receive the CDs and we are going to get them very close. Honorable Madam.
Thank you, Madam. He is from Mpumalang.
Yeah.
Currently, he is dealing with youth issues, serving at a youth camp.
The Premier's office.
The Premier's office, yes.
Okay.
If you check in terms of his profile, he has worked at the University of Cape Town, champion in the FISMAS College and Admission Officer, first winner of the university. Towards the establishment of NYD, he actively participated. This thing of rotation is that you might find that someone might have migrated from one province to the other.
We did interview him in the Pantar nearby. Yes. He's working for the Association of Youth.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, again, the issue of the geography is problematic. You know, to the tune of Johannesburg and the city. And in terms of experience, he has a vast experience in terms of strategic development issues on young people.
With the again, I don't think you have to go in. We interviewed him.
No.
This is Kim interviewing. No.
This is Kim
interviewing. A lot of work.
I want to make a proposal that we must not get, let's get the information because the things are here. So that we are sure.
Let's them ask what you need and then. If you still feel that you need
better motivation and come up. And also, it's also in this area of focus is policy stage four. So I think you will be important for me to get to the end of the Western Cape is in Cape.
Do I need to talk about Kenny, we
interviewed
him.
Northwest.
From Northwest, he was the deputy chair of the outgoing board.
Particularly working with schools and working with churches.
And she also has experience as an SRC treasurer general.
SRC what?
Treasurer general.
Okay, what's your position?
NMMU. And in resident leadership. Yeah, that's what I can glean from the CV.
Okay.
Honorable Chairman. Seemingly is from housing. He's from housing. The experience he has in the youth development is very much excellent. I think as this he says, he has got more than 14 years in experience in the youth development, doing the job as what he works in the youth development. And so honestly, I can see he can do a lot in the development of youth as a member of the
bank.
Okay. I don't know you.
Don't have
and I don't want to know.
Yeah. No, it's fine. No, no, just you don't have to know if I'm saying you're doing it. Isn't it to get informed by the city? So, I think that is a skill profile that requested, honorable member. We have got our names, we have got 14. We will then subject the plane to the security. Fortunately, we have got enough time, honorable member. We have got sufficient time to take them through the security meeting. And from what honorable members were motivating, I think we have got a diverse skill profile of the country. Generally, they do comply with the requirements as provided for in the Act. So we will then take them through. I'll come back to you on a later point. We will then take them through all the things that are supposed to be done. I think by now the staff members are aware of what needs to be done. This is what we think in the previous time. Especially all the youth candidates who were not vetted before, that conference was then become public. Before I adjourn, okay, before we then look at the program, because there's a draft program, Honorable Katsin is raising his hand. Oh, and Honorable
I'm glad that you were able to go through the list to look at the individuals. However, my concern still remains. From the list that was presented, I didn't see, for example, any person who is of a colored ethnicity or white or Indian. Well, besides Jackson, well, there is an Indian person there. But I didn't see any colored or white person there. I also didn't see anyone, for example, from the Free State or from the Northern Cape. That was there. So it is a concern that I'm raising to be noted, checkers, and whether or not have you done justice to this process in terms of the diversity of the geographic spread and of the race of the individuals that are shortlisted for interviews.
Okay. Well, just quickly, Honorable Councillor, remember, this is your process. The process of the members. It is you who nominate, it is you who introduce, it is you who recommend. But it's always better to say, when you attend, then to nominate a candidate that will help us comply with all the requirements. But I think the requirement is broken, not strictly. Because if we were to be strict, there is only 7 seats in the board. You can't have one per province. We are going to have 2. two provinces that are not accommodated. So I think the act is as broad as possible, not to say almost every province in China is in the position. And from where I'm seated, I think honorable members have done justice to the requirements in terms of how they were motivating the people from Eastern Cape, candidates from KZN, from Northwest, from Gauteng. It's only those two provinces, and unfortunately members did not raise their name. So it's an issue for the members, that it's an omission on the part of the members. But I think I hear the concern. I'm saying it's an omission not to nominate a person from Northern Cape as well as from Free State that Honorable Kassim was talking about. But this process belongs to the members. If members did not nominate from those provinces, the members have selected those people and those candidates that they think can be equal to the task of the members of the MIT. So I'd like us to proceed, Honorable Kassim.
Yes, you have just summarized it, because I was looking for, at the end of the process, you come up with seven names, and we've got nine provinces. I think in your opening remarks before starting this process, you did capture it the way you're interpreting the criteria, that everything that you need to do should be within the law. And when we nominated, I don't think there's anything to be done or wrong that we have done in terms of nomination. And also, unless then, because if a member raises a concern, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's anything wrong with it. It's only that in terms of the needs that we had individually, didn't cover that. And also, we're not just making or going to identify a board that is going to be a provincial orientated board. It's a national board. And also, in terms of execution of their work, should be also be a balance in terms of the disability and overturning all the provinces in place. For me, Chair, I think that we shouldn't be going to a venture to a place that I don't think is going to help us in terms of the criteria. It's one among one of the criteria, not the other two. In short, I said a long story, but it's what you're saying, Chair. Thank you.
Yeah. I gave you before, Honorable Kassim, I thought you also raise another point. Oh, and that's the only point.
Right through
So if you are going to be spending on one day, that's fine. But can you go through housekeeping the day before, so that when we arrive on the day, we're starting with the process, we are not going through, you know, the nuances and the nitty gritties of this, like, and so on. So we are clear on the process the day before, all the process are ready for it. So that's our information.
Okay. Yeah, it's a very reasonable proposal.
Yeah, I had a separate question, but if we're going to adopt that proposal, can I request that if we're meeting the day before, that we can meet later on
yeah.
in that day, so that we can... Okay. So for the reasons that were given the last time.
Yeah.
The question that I had, Chief, is, look, I don't know all the people that have been shortlisted. You know, they might differ in terms of their ability to come to the interviews. Is there assistance that is given to those that may be indigent or that may not be able to afford themselves? Is there assistance where people can apply to make it a fair process to travel to the interviews and back?
I thought Parliament assist, but
I'm asking a question.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm answering the question. I'm saying I thought Parliament does assist.
Sure.
Did that in the past. And the members, the staff members are concerned. So they will just liaise with the body of contact with
you.
And then whatever logistics they will then arrange with them. Honorable Mark.
Thank you very much. I just want to acknowledge that all parties are represented except the EFF. I think the worrying factor, especially after the previous meeting, where they appear to be more concerned, so I'm worried where they are finishing in terms of youth politics. I'm just saying the state do not hold us without even an opposition.
Okay.
Okay.
I hear the proposal from Colonel Kemba saying that you could consider for proceeding to something. I think it would be disadvantaging and changing because of the recording and the incident of the team. I'm making sure that the better picture of when you should drive beyond 7 o'clock. I think you'll be here up until to pay yourself a we have done it last time. The interview, if you can remember, we interviewed all of them in one day. So we just wanted to visit that.
I think maybe you might not have understood him. You are saying let's meet as a committee to then deal with whatever the issues in terms of the approach, in terms of how are we going to ask the questions, because we are a little bit, it's a committee of three to, how many? 22. So Honorable Kemba was saying we must speak to those issues on the committee. So that when we arrive, we just hit the ground running. Which I think is a very reasonable proposal. So we must do that and then meet probably in the afternoon because there are committees that will be sitting. I think 4 or 5 may be on the 24th, yeah. So we will do that, we'll accommodate both honorable campaigns on the time, we'll accommodate the proposal of honorable chairman. Yeah, we are done, honorable members. In terms of the, we will discuss the questions, the number of questions, how should we distribute the questions among ourselves, and what time must we allocate to the candidate, and so forth. So that will finalize on the 24th. And then I'm just reminded that we will have to be consistent in our approach to asking questions. They are advising me that I should ask the KMG not to release their name, but this process is a public process, very transparent. Once the committee has taken a decision, it's a public matter. We don't have to hide. Remember, Parliament operates on the basis of transparency. So we can't conceal whatever information. So it's done like that. The candidate will be contacted. There will be a media release on the names that were shortlisted. We will advise the public when are we going to contact the interview. Honorable one?
Yes. No, Chair, I want to support your approach on that one, of making this matter a public matter. Because once we start trying to hide other things, it becomes suspicious and we ask to start afresh and start. Remember, there is one NGO right to know who's got a lot of money to go to court. They will take us to court tomorrow for not publishing this. But to avoid any unnecessary litigation, let's just make it as open as possible as well started.
Yeah. Now, even the Act itself says that you must publish the name. So, Parliament operates on the basis of transparency, openness, nothing that will be concealed. So, we are done, Honorable Members. Thank you very much for your cooperation. If we are going to proceed like this, I think we are going to make our work very easy.
I don't know something.